WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hott here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more stoic calm. You know, that feeling when you're juggling deadlines trying to remember what day of the week it is and your phone's battery is about to die. Yet we've all been there. Today, we're diving into something incredibly powerful, cultivating gratitude in our daily lives. Not just because it feels good, although it definitely does, but because it's a superpower for resilience and balance. It's like a mental shield against the chaos, a secret weapon to level up your overall well-being. Now, I'm not talking about fake smiles or pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows when it's pouring rain outside. This is about actively recognizing and appreciating the good stuff, even in the midst of challenges. Think about it. Gratitude isn't just a feeling, it's a practice. It's like flexing a mental muscle that gets stronger with each use. So, what are some practical ways to weave this magic into your daily routine? Buckle up because we're about to unleash 5 key takeaways. 1. The power of the pause. Ever find yourself on autopilot, rushing through your day without really noticing anything? Try incorporating mini gratitude pauses throughout your day. It could be as simple as taking a deep breath and acknowledging 3 things you are grateful for before that big meeting or during your lunch break. 2. The journaling hack. Writing it down can seriously amp up the impact of gratitude. Get yourself a journal or even just use a note app on your phone and dedicate a few minutes each day to jotting down things you are grateful for, big or small. Did your coffee taste amazing this morning? Your dog give you a slobbery kiss? Write it down. This helps shift your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant. 3. The compliment cascade. Spreading kindness is like magic. Make it a habit to compliment people genuinely, not just about their appearance, but also about their talents, their kindness, or even just how awesome their sweater is. You'll feel good, they'll feel good, and a little gratitude ripple effect will spread around you. 4. The mindfulness moment. Being present in the moment can unlock a whole new level of appreciation for the simple things, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter, or even just the taste of the delicious meal you're eating. Take a few minutes each day to really focus on your senses and soak it all in. It's like hitting the pause button and appreciating the beauty around us. 5. The gratitude challenge. Feeling a little stuck? Try gratitude challenge. Pick a theme for the week like nature, relationships, or even just random moments of joy and commit to finding at least 3 things to be grateful for related to that theme each day. You'd be surprised how much you can discover when you actively seek it out. Think about that time you were feeling super stressed about work. Did a good friend call just to check in, or did your dog greet you with enthusiastic tail wags? Even amidst the chaos, there were probably little pockets of goodness to be found. Gratitude is like a spotlight that illuminates these often overlooked blessings. Now here's a real-life example. Imagine this, it's Monday morning, traffic is a nightmare, your coffee machine decided to go on strike, and you just realized you forgot your lunch. It's enough to make anyone want to crawl back under the covers. But what if, instead of focusing on all that negativity, you took a moment to appreciate something? Maybe you had a good night's sleep, or your favorite song came on the radio. Even small things can shift your perspective and set the tone for a better day. So, remember, cultivating gratitude isn't about ignoring the tough stuff, it's about choosing to focus on the positive, even when things get challenging. It's like wearing mental rose-colored glasses that allow you to see the world through a lens of hope and appreciation. This week, I challenge you to sprinkle some gratitude into your daily routine. Take those mini pauses, write down those blessings, and spread some kindness around. You might be surprised at the difference it makes. Remember, every day is an opportunity to choose joy, resilience, and balance. I'm Avery Hart, and thanks for tuning in to Stoic Calm, where we find strength in stillness and peace amidst the chaos. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and let me know what gratitude-boosting tips you have. Until next time, keep calm and carry on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.